How stupid are the people in Hartford?
Very.
How much time you got?
We're going to play you some audio, and when you hear it, it will not only answer that question, it will shock you that this person was able to find Hartford on a map. This is Senator Austin, who is on a bunch of committees.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Who is like a second ranking, political person.
Something like that. Democratic Party.
High up there.
Right.
So she's responding to and aggravated because people have been saying that money has been taken out of the transportation fund, right?
Yeah.
This is why they had the lockbox. This is why all of this shenanigans, because they weren't taking the transportation money, spending it on transportation. They were finding other things. So people have been saying, well, you've been raiding the transportation fund. And here she is now to clear all of that up.
I talked to the Office of Fiscal Analysis, and I asked them, how many times have we taken money out of the special transportation fund and moved it into the general fund? Well, we've not done that. And I need to say that very clearly. We have not done that. We have not done that.
Okay, we got it.
We have not taken money out of the special transportation fund.
However.
Not ever, not at all. We diverted some money from going into that, which is
different. Did you hear
someone
in the background say, well?
I missed it the first time. That's funny.
Me too.
Nice.
This is unreal. I like how she starts with, hey, I've been here for a lot of years, but I finally went and talked to someone who knows what's going on around here.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. So I had to ask a question because I had no idea.
None.
Like,
not
because,
one.
You know, I've been coming here all this time.
None.
But still had to talk to someone about it because I didn't know what was happening.
No idea.
Now, I spoke to this person who has some kind of intelligence here, unlike the rest of us. And that person said, we have never taken any money out of the special transportation fund. Then you hear someone, well.
Money out of the special transportation fund. Not ever, not at all. We diverted some money from going into that, which is different.
We diverted.
Oh, we didn't take the money.
We stole the money before we were able to steal it out of that.
Never got into the lockbox.
Are you kidding me? Amateurs will let it go into the fund and then take it out.
No, we're slick.
It didn't even get close.
We're slick.
It's like we grabbed that nickel that fell out of your hand before it hit the ground.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
We didn't pick that up off the floor. We had it in flight.
No, no, no. Rank amateurs. Come on.
Yeah.
I didn't rob money from the casino. I just took the chips.
That's
totally
right.
Different.
Right. Chips aren't money.
Totally different.
On friggin'
I migrated them.
Real. And this, she had to go and talk to someone about this so she could make this point.
Right.
We didn't steal it out of the fund. We stole it before it got to the fund.
Right.
There's a big difference.
Huge difference. More of embezzlement.
I love the person. Wow.
Wow. Who was that person?
That was her conscience.
So, when you scratch your head and say, how stupid are they in Hartford?
Wow.
And there's your proof.
Meet Senator Austin.
There's your poster child.
Yeah. Fight the fight, people. It doesn't take much to Google and get involved and let your legislator know, and we'll post the governor's number because the governor's office was called, and the person on the phone said, you know, most of the people who call here, a high majority want tolls and want more taxes.
That's the legislators.
Like, really? Who's calling your office?
Yeah, the office staff.
Your donors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's different.
That's different.
That's different.
Wow.
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 The most deadly strain of flu you could get is what I got.
Really?
What?
Not but the best.
Yeah.
Go all out.
I don't mess around.
No, no.
And by the way, Pam, it's really nice to have you back.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be back.
And we're going to talk about how you're doing with stuff. We have some interesting twists and turns.
How you doing?
Probably an hour from now.
How you doing?
Cute.
But yeah, so last week, Tuesday, it was one of those, do I feel something coming on? Wednesday, I'm like, wow, I got hit by a friggin' bus. Wednesday, I started to feel better. Thursday morning, I was on the air. Felt a little better. Right. Took a nap. Woke up Thursday afternoon, on fire. 102 temperature, completely drained of energy.
Wow.
I text Jennifer. She's like, you got to go see a doctor. And it's the last thing you want to do when you feel like crap is get in a car and drive.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Really. Let me just get out of here.
Yeah, I just want to lay down and sleep.
The end of the show Wednesday was some of the most uncomfortable I've ever seen you here in the studio.
Yeah.
You couldn't sit down. You couldn't take your jacket off.
Yeah.
You
were cold?
Yeah. I really shouldn't have been here, you know, but I really didn't think it was that bad. I thought, let me just plow through. It's an important week. Pam's mm-hmm. out, and we're trying people out.
Right.
And, yeah, it was not a good move on my part. I think I make fun of people who do that.
You think
maybe. You might do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was one of them.
Yeah.
One of them.
One of them.
But they tested me for the flu, and I thought, well, I don't have the flu.
You said a flu shot.
I had a flu shot.
For God's sake, I had a flu shot.
What's a flu shot for if you're going to get the flu?
For God's sake.
My God.
Mm. Right.
And
said placebo on it.
I went to Fairfield Urgent Care, where Dr. Rao works, and Jennifer got out of work and followed me there, and she figured, well, since I'm here, I'll get a test, too. Why not?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm
feeling a little off, and I live with this bag of germs.
So. Right.
So you got your test. I got my test. And turned out we both got the flu.
Oh. We both had it.
Yeah.
Wow. Both study or?
Yeah, we studied for it.
Took a test.
Studied.
Now you aced it.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, we aced it. I was coughing so hard. When I cough now, I feel like I cracked a rib.
Oh.
It was so brutal. I've never been more uncomfortable. And I want to thank everyone on Facebook for all the comments and the emails. And I just kept hearing over and over, my daughter got it, my son got it, my husband got
it's
it, my wife
everybody.
Got it. And they say it took them out for a week.
Damn.
Wow.
Like down, out.
GB
Some
right
people
now.
Hospitalized. Well, the flu shot turned it into what would have been down for a week into down for a day.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right.
There you go.
But can I play a sound effect of the cough? I almost don't want to because it's so embarrassing. It's so bad.
Now you have
to. It sounds like it's close to death. Listen.
Sounds like Pam.
Oh.
I was thinking Scarecrow.
Yeah.
Like when Pam wheezes. Funny joke.
Oh, and that's just, it goes all night. And you just, all you want to do is just. Give me a shot and put me out.
Exactly.
Right. By far, that was the most sick I've seen you since I've known you.
Right.
Yeah. You were so sick. I mean, I'm glad. I mean, and your respiratory-wise, you were so wheezy. The cough was so bad that Dr. Rao also put you on steroids. And that really is what's helped you, in addition to everything else, get better.
Yeah. So antibiotics, Sudafed, steroids.
Nice.
Advil for the pain because I thought I broke a rib.
Yeah.
Right.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah.
So bad. So bad, but yeah. It was fun trying to make him laugh because then he would just end up in pain.
And like I would throw an insult at her and laugh, and then be in pain.
Right,
and she'd be like, "Yeah, that's see God, what you got?
That's God getting you back." Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But we didn't go to Kiss, and it was my birthday.
Bummed.
Well, not my birthday present. You know, it was a it was a gift. We were going to go see Kiss and meet all of our friends there and have a good time.
Right.
Stay overnight.
You had never seen Kiss before, and we're so looking forward to it, and I'm sorry that we didn't get a chance to go.
To the Kiss, you had sick.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, here's the thing is that, you know, you find out you're positive for influenza A. I mean, you can't, on Friday, you can't go to a Kiss concert on Saturday. I mean, it just doesn't happen. It can't happen, so...
Yeah,
but we did stay home Saturday night and watched the 40-year-old Virgin.
Yeah, well, I just
that was fun.
Was just like that, really.
Yeah. I had never seen that movie before, and I don't know why. It's just it's one of those. I know.
I know.
Every time you Google best comedies ever, it's on the list.
Yeah,
it's always on
the
list.
In the top 10. Yeah,
it's on every single list.
Right.
And finally, I saw it, and I laughed so hard I thought I needed to be hospitalized because every laugh. Was just severe pain.
I broke a sternum.
And, oh, my, you just never stop laughing. I got to see it again because I miss so much from laughing.
All the coughing, yeah.
It's that good, yeah. So.
But we had this moment. We're sitting there, and then the Asia song comes on.
Yeah.
And at the same time, Jennifer and I go, I love that song. And we look at each other like, what did you just say?
Oh.
She's like, total I'm so moment. Marrying you.
You had an epiphany.
I'm like, it's too late for not marrying me.
Yeah, really. Yeah. I spent the money on the ring. Look at your finger.
Wait, which song was it again?
I forgot. the big one.
Heat of the moment. Heat of the moment, gotcha.
Yes, heat of the moment.
Yeah, they only like two or three.
Yeah, this one.
There we go. Yeah. It pops up a couple times in the movie, too.
Yeah. Your guilty pleasure song?
Well, I saw the poster in his room immediately.
Yeah.
I was like, no, Asia poster.
Yeah.
That's why he's a virgin.
Yeah. Oh, it was such a great movie. Ah, so good.
Such a great song.
Yeah. And, yeah, so sorry about Kiss. I owe you a Kiss concert.
Oh, that's, you know, it's funny. I went online and I'm looking and I'm like, are they going to be back in Connecticut? I'm like, no, I know.
No.
It's their farewell tour.
I think they're playing the Garden Wednesday.
I know.
You're not missing much, Denver.
Hope you guys are going to Detroit soon.
Like, yeah. Looking. And I'm like, well, where are they close to here? So maybe I can see them, you know.
Yeah.
But they're playing.
Jimmy did say, you know, it's Kiss. So they'll come through and it'll be Farewell Mohegan Sun, but they might come through Xfinity.
I think Drew had a great Instagram post because he was at the show and he was like, wow, what a great farewell tour from Kiss from the last one I saw 19 years ago.
That's hysterical.
The long goodbye tour.
Yeah. No, I just couldn't be the guy who was off Friday at a show on Saturday. And I'm not going to be the player who can't pitch a game because I was playing Fortnite.
Right.
You know, I was like, there's no way I'm going to go to that backslide and can't come in Monday.
Right.
We're not 100% Monday, you know, so.
You're totally right, hon.
Yeah. Sorry, hon.
Oh, what are you going to do? You know, we're getting better, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
All right.
Love you.
Love you.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you, Alan.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by PurpleDumpster.com. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. The Florida Man Challenge. The story was made for this segment.
Yes.
And we thank all the tribe members for sending in. And I know you guys talked about it on Friday.
Just briefly, yeah.
So you go to Google, you type in Florida Man, and then your birth date, no year. And not numbers. So if your birthday is August 22nd, you type in Florida Man, the word August 22. Press search. And then now you have to scroll past all the stories talking about the Florida Man Challenge.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And once you get past that, you'll start seeing stories with dates on them. And then you want to, and that's what you're looking for. You're looking for how your birthday matches up to Florida Man news stories.
Right. Which right. was epic.
So what was yours, Phil? Because you and I share a birthday, January 7th.
Right. So this was actually one that we had read on the air this year. This was January 7th. Florida Man denies syringes found inside rectum are his.
Right.
I remember.
I like that one.
It's holding for a friend.
I don't know how they got there.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Victim of the dart team.
They don't even feel them.
Yeah.
That's what happens. You have a big old underwear with a big old bullseye on it.
Yeah, the doctor missed.
Exactly, right.
Not one, not two, two but right. three.
Three
syringes.
I save all my flu shots.
What was yours, AJ?
I don't recall. Phil, do you
AJ
remember?
Was,
nice research on the bit. We only talked about this at like 5 in the morning. Pam, what was yours?
Florida man faces charges for eating pancakes in the middle of the road. And I think I won.
Where else are you going to eat that? Really? I think
you did.
Yeah. I think syringes in the butt.
Yeah. No, that's so common. That happens all the time. Things are always getting up butts everywhere.
Getting up butts.
Things are always getting up butts everywhere.
Right.
I have to agree with Pam because that is a typical story. People are trying to sneak stuff in, uh-huh. contraband
all the
in
time.
Their butt. So there's all, mm-hmm. you know.
I'm not fazed by it anymore.
It's almost like a weird handbag.
Right.
Yeah.
Just get a wallet.
Weird Mary Poppins.
Right. So run this by me again.
Florida man faces charges for eating pancakes in middle of the road. Do you want me to read the whole story?
No. Let's look up some others. Can you look up some?
Well, AJ's was Florida man growing marijuana panics, turns himself in after hearing unrelated police activity.
That was it, yep.
Okay. That doesn't seem too bad.
No, it's not. No, pancakes, that would beat it.
What's mm-hmm. great is he's in his apartment, and he's, like, growing marijuana plants, and he hears the sound of a traffic helicopter, and he's like, they're on to me! So he calls the police, and he's like, hey, I want to come out. I'm not armed. Just tell them I'm coming out peacefully. And they're like, what the hell are you talking about?
Right. Right. Sometimes just fish just jump into the boat.
Yeah. And, you know, that's a sign of really good weed.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So good stuff.
Yep.
Can you look up March 17th?
March 17th, sure. Yeah,
Jennifer's birthday.
Okay.
Nice.
Florida man.
Barstool's hat.
Yeah, it's going to be good because it's going to be something really drunky. Yeah.
Probably the 18th would be better.
Yeah.
You got to be careful because sometimes the way that Google does this, it doesn't go by the exact date.
Right. Pam's in the lead with the pancakes.
Yeah.
As soon as I saw it, I was like, thank you.
In the street.
It's so perfect.
Now
for
I want
me.
Pancakes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's totally Pam.
Yep.
You should see him, too. So he's sitting in the street kind of near the crosswalk. He's shirtless, of course, because it's Florida.
It's Florida, yeah.
And he's wearing...
He taking a selfie on the weekend?
No, exactly. It looks like someone's taking the picture of him.
Right.
And he has a little wooden table with a plate with a pancake on it and a thing of maple syrup. And he's just out there in his PJ pants eating the pancakes.
PJ Pants.
See, I should live in Florida.
That's where you missed out. You're trying to capture hillbilly over the weekend.
Yes.
You missed pancakes in the street.
I did. Mm-hmm. Next weekend, pancakes in the street.
All right, very good.
Isn't that a song?
Yeah, pancakes in the street.
I think it's dance on the street.
Anything good? Or
Florida man hits pregnant girlfriend with bag of tortilla chips over baby's paternity. Mm.
What, the crunchy kind?
A bad episode of Maury.
And he said, I'm moving to New York City. New York City!
Well, Pam had a big week. What did you do on vacation? So you're getting ready to leave for the Coast Guard.
Right. Yeah.
Your last show here is on the 19th of April.
I wrote down in blood.
And then when do you leave after that?
May 7th.
Okay, so you gave yourself some time to
about 2
tie
weeks.
Up loose ends.
Yeah.
But you had a big Coast Guard type moment over the week.
Yeah, so on Tuesday, I had to go for an inspect. So basically, they just like weigh you and take your height and then give you a pee test. So all good. Yeah. I didn't, you know, grow any more feet or anything like that. I didn't shrink.
Right.
The pee test is for the
pee
drugs.
Test, yeah, for like pregnancy and stuff. Right. So, you know, there were no concerns there at all.
When she said grow, I thought she meant mold or something.
Exactly. Right. Well, it's possible.
And then I had to go back to the recruiter's office and I did the whole, I did the swearing in.
So is there a picture anywhere of that?
No.
I swore at.
Oh, you didn't take a picture?
Nah.
Huh.
Why not? I don't know. Well, I guess I do it again.
Can you put on a hillbilly shirt, lean over?
Nice.
Oh,
put your hand on a Bible.
Exactly right.
Crush your cleavage together.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Should I wear PJ pants too that don't match my shirt?
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. And trim your
clashing patterns.
And then write, getting my Coast Guard on.
Exactly. Exactly right.
No sleeves, no problem.
No boat, no problem.
That's my favorite part of the whole post. That and the PJ pants.
Yeah, wait till the next one.
How long is the ceremony?
It's very informal. It was very informal.
Hi,
they just read
Pam,
like
blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. What? Do you remember any of the words?
No. I couldn't even remember while he was saying it. I kind of messed it up a little bit, to be honest with you.
Did you really?
Yeah. It was because, so I had, you know, you had to put your right hand up. And
it's your other right, by the way.
I'm not going to lie. I was very nervous. I was like so nervous about it. I don't know. I'm just nervous about everything in general.
So it's just like a wedding, right? The paper, you already signed the papers. You're already done.
So I signed it right after. When
you go to a wedding, before the ceremony, they're already married. I mean, legally, the marriage license is done. Mm. You're done. The ceremony is just a dog and pony show for the family.
To get the envelopes, yeah.
Right.
Well, it was just very... So I, you know, I just stood there and
so you
read...
were already signed up.
You're no, done. Not yet. Not yet.
Oh, really?
So I did it, and then I signed it. So I took the oath, and then I signed it. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it you're done. You're property of the U.S. government.
I guess
there's
so.
No turning back now.
I got the tag on and everything
That's
on my
right.
neck.
The chip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Holy
very.
Crap.
I was very excited. I was really nervous about it. I was like... I couldn't even, like, I was, like, flustered.
They could tell because halfway through they went, what's that smell? And she repeated, what's that smell?
I heard that there was a recording of this.
No, there can't be.
State your name.
I state your name.
I almost did that.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
Do hereby pledge allegiance to the frat.
With liberty and fraternity for all.
Amen.
Yeah, but a great class.
How hard is it for you to be packing up your life now and getting ready to go off to the Coast Guard?
She travels light.
I literally have like, so I didn't even do any packing, which I probably should have, but I don't really have a lot of stuff. So I do have like a bed frame and I have a couch and I have like a little table.
How long have you been out of your parents' house?
Since I was, when did I move out? 23 or 24 years old.
Okay, so over 10 years.
Yeah. And now I had a boyfriend, though, for like 6 years.
when I first moved out, and like it was all his stuff. Then when I finally like broke up with him and like I moved out of that place.
It's been the last 3 or 4 years you've been collecting stuff, but not a lot.
Yeah, like 5 years or so. But
you grew to the size of your fish tank, so you've always had a relatively small place, so you didn't have that opportunity to collect a lot of stuff.
I really don't have a lot of stuff, no. So the place that I'm moving out of, she has a new tenant coming in, so I just offered her all of my stuff. So.
Such a nice thing to do, Pam.
Not said, really.
Yeah, never
it's
mind.
Because I just don't
it's the opposite.
Feel like packing. Like, right. I don't feel like dealing with it. So I'm like, but if I just offer it.
But you know what it is? It's thoughtful.
I don't know about that. I was just like.
Opportunity?
Actually, yeah. She's taking over
if
her hands.
I don't have to carry this.
Exactly.
Awesome.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And it's
whatever's
all new
easier
stuff.
For Pam.
Like, the couch is, like, fairly new. The couch is, like, 3 years old.
Yeah.
So she's taking the couch and she's.
But does it look like a 3-year-old couch? I remember seeing your car. It was relatively new.
It was a hard three.
It looked like it was, you know.
The hard 3 years.
I know. Yeah. The past 3 years, hard I was very years. Adulty. So.
All those food stains.
Yeah. I kept it clean.
Well, that's good. So she toured the place and picked out that it was like shopping for food.
Yeah. Like right. Like, take what you want.
Kind of like Goodwill.
The Pam Shopping Network.
Yeah. Right. And then I have another friend who's going to take my bed frame. So if anybody wants a little table, it's all yours. Just come get it.
Exactly.
I just don't feel like doing words, it. I don't feel like lifting anything.
Help her move, basically.
Yeah.
And then what do you have? All right. So what about your clothes? Where does it go to your mother's house? The stuff you want to save?
I think I'm going to actually donate like everything. I'm just going to start from scratch, I think.
Really?
I really don't have a lot of clothes either. Like, I literally wear this shirt. I've worn this shirt for the past 3 days. I've done laundry.
That's why I have the fan on.
I've done laundry.
Yeah, and you know it's good. So when you're wearing a uniform, you're like, hey, I wear the same clothes every day anyway. So what's the difference?
What's the difference?
This is why the flies are around here now, pasted against the wall from the fan.
I do laundry a lot. I really do laundry a lot. Yeah, so I think like I'm just gonna just make my life as easy as possible. I'm not gonna take anything.
I got a shirt you can borrow.
A flannel shirt? No, that's all you. You're the only one.
I'd actually rather see Pam in that than you.
There you go. See.
Yeah. So what were the things you were going through thinking, oh, well, I can't let this go?
So definitely a lot of my pictures, obviously.
Right.
Like, I have a lot of pictures, so I can't part with that. And I have my snowboard. I can't part with that.
Right.
That's really meaningful to me. And I don't want to buy another one, so.
Yeah, those aren't cheap. That's the stuff you want to hold on to, the stuff that would really put a dent in the wallet if you want to do it again.
I have a bike, too. I think I'm going to keep the bike because, again, I don't feel like buying another bike.
There's room for that at your parents' house, right?
Yeah.
Right.
What about Sean was asking about the triple P?
You know what?
She's going to donate that, too.
Why do people want to know about these things?
She's going to donate that.
I don't know. Does everybody know what that is?
No one wants to know.
All right. One P stands for Pam.
No!
The other P stands for pleasure.
I'm never telling you guys anything ever again.
That's all you need to know.
You know, things you say off air.
This was during a weekend review.
Yeah,
right. She keeps chipping her teeth on it.
So, no. That's not staying with me.
It hurts to laugh.
So is the new homeowner going to take that too then? Or?
Yeah, who gets that?
Science.
You're taking that with you, aren't you? I can tell by your face.
I can't take it anywhere. I can't take it.
You can't take that?
No.
You can't take that with you.
No.
Safety deposit
box. It's a weird thing to travel with.
Submergible.
Right. It's a,
Yeah.
It's a sending unit.
It looks like a submarine.
Exactly, right.
It's a toy
submarine.
Well,
I'm not going into the Navy.
Right. It's a research vessel.
My car is off lease in October, so I have to, like, figure out what I'm doing with my car.
So you can't take that with you?
No.
No.
So I called the dealership.
Not the car.
Oh. I called the dealership, and I had to pay off.
So the triple P?
No.
Just for the record?
No.
Is that going in the garbage?
Buy a new
garbage.
Oh, okay.
Shut it off first, though.
It'll go in the garbage on May 5th.
I'm not leaving till the 7th, so.
That's right.
I heard someone saying anchors away. Really hitting that vibrato.
What's that buzzing in your duffel bag?
Her whole place is going to be empty. Everything's going to be packed, and it's just that on a nightstand.
Right.
I'm glad that you're picturing that, Phil. That's kind of weird.
Well, usually we're the one that's
I don't have a nightstand now. I gave that away, too.
Just a lonely lamp and that.
I don't even have a lamp.
Did someone leave a...
I don't
but
need a lamp.
But you still have that.
I don't need a lamp.
I don't have a lamp, but I got my triple P.
You don't need lights.
Is there a laundry room right now? What's that noise?
It's called sunlight.
Gas powered.
All right. So what do you do with your car?
So I called the dealership. My lease is over in October. Or
you have
up
to
in
pay?
October. Yeah. So they said I basically just have to pay. So I guess that's what I got to do. Because I don't really need a car for a while, and there's no sense in spending that. Like I was.
How many months is that? Where you're going in May,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
So all summer.
Yeah. So damn. I'm just gonna pay off the rest of the loan.
Right.
It's like $2,000, so it's
That's
not that
a
bad.
Bummer.
Almost seems like there should be some. I mean, if you're going in to serve your country,
yeah.
Like maybe that's just okay. We get the car back.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Did you mention that?
Thank you for your service.
Talking to the dealership, you did.
Yeah.
You're not going to park the car in your parents' driveway.
Yeah. No, and I'm not going to pay for it.
They're going to get the car back. They're going to be able to do something with the car, and you're still going to be paying for it.
Right, exactly. So
that sucks.
Yeah.
Seems like we can call someone about that.
Yeah, really. Like,
I don't know. But I did clean it, so that's a selling point.
Okay.
Yep. Now it's better gas mileage.
How many miles did you put on it?
50,000. It's over my lease, agreement.
Yeah.
That's not too bad, really.
Hold on here.
It's only over by like 2,000 miles.
Chaz and AJ.
Yeah. Tell Pam. Good morning, guys. Great show. Love it.
Thank you, brother.
There's my niece told me there's some website or some app where you can have somebody buy out your lease if you just want to for their situation.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's an app for everything now.
It's true.
Yeah, and Pam, good luck.
Thank you.
I think you're perfect at what you do on PLR because I don't know what else you can do, but good luck anyway. Thank you, Pam.
That was an endorsement, sort of.
Thank you. I want that shirt.
She says thank you. I think.
That was brilliant.
I mean, it's true.
I love a compliment that's not really.
Okay, you kind of ran out of steam there.
What is this coming in?
Oh, it's more,
what is it?
More and more idiocy.
Patrice in Bristol. Hey. Hello, Patrice.
Hi. You guys need to leave AJ alone.
Okay.
I love the picture.
Thank you.
I think he's awesome.
Thank you.
And
that Chuck will be in the mail any moment now.
Anybody that can make me bust out laughing every morning is okay in my book.
I almost hit the dump button.
That picture did it.
I thought you said something else.
So did I.
That picture did it.
Yeah.
I love you, AJ.
Love you more.
Bye.
Bye. Right,
see, we let all the comments in.
Yes.
Not just the good ones. Tom from Oxford. Tom?
Yeah.
You have Pam advice?
Yes, I do. Tell Pam she needs to check on to the laws that help her and support her going into the Coast Guard.
Hey, like Tom, what part of Oxford are you from?
Southern.
The woodsy part.
Tom, are you...
Yeah, the woodsy part. That works.
Okay. Are you from Oxford originally?
No.
Where are you from?
Georgia.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. All right. Most people are leaving here to go there. So
right, yeah.
I don't know how you ended up here.
The exchange program.
All right. So,
active duty military.
Thank you for your service.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And then, what did you say for Pam to do?
To do some research. I know when I joined the Army under the Soldier Sailors Act, if she has a loan that's over 6%, that rate can be reduced.
Okay.
And also, there's ways of getting out of leases under said clauses, but I'm not sure of going into the Coast Guard how that works.
Coast Guard doesn't seem to be up there with the other military branches. I don't know why.
Yeah, it should be.
Should be. But I think that's a Blumenthal question. We might be able to help you with that lease.
Nice.
You get a United States Senator calling saying, hey, what about this lease? They might say, oh, yeah, no, not a problem.
Just give him up the phone, yep.
Yeah. Right. It's like, I don't have all day.
I don't have the time.
Right.
I'm
calling.
We're good.
Fine.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
Right. I'm trying to sell the car.
All right, and Tom, again, thanks for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Mark on the road.
Yes, good morning, gang.
Good morning.
I just wanted to mention to Pam, her contract is, if it's a lease, it's with a finance company. It's really not with the dealership, and you may not be getting all the proper advice from the dealership. You need to call whoever your lease is through, the finance company itself, because that's really who your contract is.
Sometimes finance, sometimes it is the manufacturer. Mm. Is it from the manufacturer, or does it have some other name on it when the bill comes in?
That, yeah.
Some
it's
other name?
Bank, yeah.
Part two, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's through a bank.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's who you want to talk to.
All right.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Street Pete, for doing this for over a year, the level that you brought this bit to is I'm very impressed.
Very nice, man.
Well, thank you.
The audio this guy delivers every week.
Yep.
Unreal. I don't know how many people you have to talk to get audio this good at a Kiss concert.
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
Because people are just going. They're just, yeah. You know, it's early in the night, and Pete found the winners.
Nice.
And when I say winners, I mean winners. These winners. Are people we celebrate.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Celebrate.
Okay. Alex is first.
What's your name?
Alex.
Alex, what are you doing here tonight?
Well, I'm watching Kiss.
Kiss?
Yes, sir.
Spell that.
Hold on. You're making fun of the guy. You're 5 seconds.
You are.
No, my mother's
first you said
heavy...
Alex with an accent.
Alex.
Alex.
Are you at Kiss right
Alex.
Now?
Okay.
My mother's got
a Beso.
Very heavy accent, and I do it to her all the time. And I'm I go into, like, mom mode.
You just fell right into it.
Yes.
Mom mode.
Kiss. Alex, what are you doing here tonight?
Well, I watching Kiss.
Kiss?
Yes, sir.
Spell that.
Oh my God. K-E.
Look at your shirt.
Wow. E is I in Spanish.
If you have to, yeah. Here's gonna spell keys. I'm looking for my keys. I'm looking for my keys.
Is.
His kids are making fun of him.
He's wearing
or his kids?
A Kiss shirt.
Right. Well, at least you told him. Look at your shirt.
I like that. That's, right.
No
Pete,
help from the audience.
Pete threw him a bone there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, take a look at your shirt.
Did he really?
You know why this guy's great? He didn't walk away right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't punch out or stab him.
Yeah.
He loves the morning show.
All right.
Yeah, he loves the morning
show. I want to give him a big case.
Alex, good man. All right, but see, that helps. Watch. Hey. Listen what happens.
Look at your shirt.
K-I... SS.
Oh, wait. I hear some help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Yeah.
Well, first SSIK. Other way around.
How old is this kid? Is spelling that for him?
His daughters were like 24 or 25 years old.
Right.
Okay.
Can you sing some from Kiss?
Huh? Let me see. I know the music.
I love that song.
I was made for loving you.
That was a great song.
Yeah.
That did not get the respect. That was their only disco hit they had.
I wanted to smoke pot right at that moment because it sounded like Cheech.
That's a disco hit?
Yeah, it was, yeah. That was, if you listen to it, it's a disco song.
It's like right around that where Rod Stewart was putting out Do You Think I'm Sexy?
It's kind of like when Queen had No One Bites the Dust, the disco tune.
It was all that people were trying to make, rock bands were trying to make dance.
Exactly, yes.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Can you play that again?
Yeah, him singing?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my favorite part.
I love the part.
At that part, he's doing the bass guitar.
Yep.
Oh, this is a dance song.
It is.
Wow, it totally is.
Yeah. This song is not getting respect.
Oh,
it should.
This...
It's a good song.
It is a dance song.
You
Holy
can dance
crap.
To this, yeah.
Hey, you can picture the John Travolta lights behind them right now.
Yeah.
Hey, Kiss Army for many years, I know. and he had the pacing down good.
He did. He really did.
I love Alex.
I love that that's the song he goes with. Like,
right. Yeah.
The dance tune.
All night.
The dance
not
tune.
Not Detroit Rock City.
He thought out of the box, man. He brought it in.
I wasn't entirely sure how to spell the band, but he knew exactly the song he liked.
I know this song.
B-sides need love, too.
He was doing the bass guitar.
Wow.
Is there anything else from Alex?
Who's your favorite in the band?
In the band?
In the band, yeah.
The guy with the big tongue.
Gabby Jean.
Tong,
tong, tong, tong, tong, tong, tong, anything? It's 15 people.
The big tong?
Yeah.
Why is that?
It's funny.
It's funny.
Yes.
Fun.
What else you like about Kiss?
Well, I love the music.
Music?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Tong, 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 tong.
The guy with the tongue. Why? Oh, it's fun.
It's fun.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look like a lizard. Mm. I love it.
Every Spanish guy wants a tongue like that. Because then I can roll my arms.
Oh, hell yeah.
sure.
Yep. Go with that.
Maria will like my thumb.
I know. She said, I had a nice thumb.
I was made for rubbing you.
Ruffles have ridges.
Rit my tongue.
Rolling. I like to rock and roll all night.
Rolling right down.
In Paris, every day.
My tongue is good for the mail room.
Look at my case. I sit there a case with my tongue.
Yeah, what?
A donkey's.
The mailroom?
Yeah,
no, not
a,
yeah, what
envelopes.
Is that?
No, not a donkey, idiot. The donkey's. It's a donkey, the donkey, idiot.
I was like, what kind of mail are we talking about?
Say hello to my little dog.
It only hurts when I laugh.
In the right place, then.
Alex is great.
Yeah.
The best.
But you're going to meet Kiss Man next. Kiss Man.
Do you mind if this goes on the radio?
Yeah, what am I going to do?
What's your name?
Mark Pirelli.
What did you just call yourself?
Mark Pirelli. I'm from Salton, Connecticut. I'm the biggest Kiss fan on earth.
All right, hold on. So what happened right before the recording started?
So before the recording started, he's like, I'm the biggest fan of Kiss. I am Kiss Man. And I call every Monday.
Kiss Man.
Okay, I don't hear
Does
you.
He? Yeah.
Kiss Man.
Kiss Man calls every Monday?
That's what he says. He says he calls every Monday.
He calls us?
Maybe he just never gets started.
And his mind.
Right.
I've been a fan all my life since 1972. I am tattooed from top to bottom.
Hold on.
They started in 73.
Beep, beep, back up.
Yeah, he showed me every single tattoo.
How many?
Like 5.
Really?
Yeah, I'm sure you didn't see every single
one. Yeah, no way.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't see it was, the one.
Yeah, special invitation, only ones.
Right. Right. Had to tell
one
for
looked
you.
Like Gene.
The tongue.
Yeah, the tongue.
Nah.
The tongue.
Yeah, he didn't want to see a tongue.
All right. You don't want to see where he wrote Detroit Rock City.
No, you do not know.
I drive a Jeep. A Wrangler forever. Everybody knows my Jeep is has number one Kiss on the plate in the back that motor vehicle got for me years ago.
What tattoos?
Hold on.
Anything else you want to tell us? Like a social security number?
Yeah, right.
I feel like we met Antoine Kenny's brother.
Correct.
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 Like, so this Jeep is probably so kissed out.
Right.
That, oh my you God. Know, it's like everybody knows my Jeep. Everybody knows I'm Kiss Man.
Right. Kiss Man.
Right.
For me years ago.
What tattoos do you have?
My Kiss plate in front is originally made on my Jeep. It says Kiss.
What about your tattoos?
Wait,
what
hold it.
Wait, it's a Kiss plate on the Kiss Jeep.
Right. Mm. All right.
What about your tattoos? What do
no,
you
no,
got?
No, go back to the Kiss. Yeah, okay, there you go.
I love that Pete was like, well, tell me about the tattoos. He's like, I'm not done with the car yet. Yeah. We'll get to the tattoos when I'm ready to get to the tattoos.
Right, so Kiss about
that
here.
Car. Yeah.
What about your tattoos? What do you got?
My tattoos, I have Gene Simmons on one side. I have the American flag on the other side with the eagle on it with the Gene Simmons makeup on them. And on the bottom, I have a Kiss tattoo on my leg. It's done by Green Man Studio in West Hartford, Connecticut by Ken Adams. He is a top tattoo man in Connecticut.
You call yourself Kiss Man?
Should be Caffeine
so
Man.
So Kiss Man is friends with Tattoo Man.
Should be Caffeine Man.
Top Tattoo Man.
So, Fire Out Energy, how are you?
Yeah.
You have any stimulus by any chance?
I'm going to need therapy soon.
I don't think he drove to the concert. I think he ran there.
I pushed my Kiss Jeep.
Forrest Kiss Man.
He's so excited to be there.
No, you want fans God. Like that, you know?
He just can't stop talking. He's throwing the whole... You know
everything.
Here's my whole life in Kiss.
All right, name
my
baby Kiss.
Throw it at you different pieces, and right. you'll have to put it together.
I get Gene this, Gene that. Who's your favorite? Paul.
Yeah. You know when Kiss came out with the Kiss cask, everyone's like, "Yeah, funny, but no one will get it." This guy's gonna have.
Oh yeah.
It.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Totally gonna have.
And
it.
The Kiss tombstone.
Yeah.
Tattoo man in Connecticut.
You call yourself Kiss Man?
I am the Kiss Man. Anybody who knows Mark William Pirelli from Connecticut, I grew up in New Britain, graduated in New Britain High in 82, went to high school with everybody in New Britain. They right. know me,
Pam.
And they will know me from this.
Pam. Yes, I mean, I'm on it.
Right, is there anything you. We don't know about him yet?
Right. I'm surprised he didn't actually give his phone number out in this interview.
Oh, it's about to get more personal because he's about to give all the information about his wife, too.
All right, we got to get him on tomorrow. Okay.
And they will know me from this tonight when it goes on the news.
Sing me something real quick.
And they know my wife, Kathy. Me and her have been together for 40 years. They all know Mark and Kathy Pirelli.
What's your favorite song?
From them, I love all of them. I don't listen to all of it all the time because it's been a long time. But I love them with the makeup, without the makeup.
Hold it.
Yeah.
I'm Mean Gene.
You can't throw out a couple of songs he likes?
Right.
None.
He's the world's biggest Kiss fan.
Calls his wife Beth, by the way, yes.
The world's biggest Kiss fan would come out with a couple of songs that not all of us are familiar with.
Exactly.
Right. Or even one. Like, Beth. Or Rock and roll all night.
Shout Out Loud, Firehouse, something.
Not one song.
Nope.
Maybe you're asking Kissman to pick his favorite child.
This is true.
Yeah,
he loves them
like,
all.
I'm not even going there.
He loves them
Don't
all.
Even talk to me about that. Mm, they're right, all fantastic. Right.
I have
what,
four
are you
kids.
Kidding me?
I have Gene, I have Paul.
That, or he doesn't want to deviate Ace from his Pete. Favorite topic, which is himself.
That's true. Kissman.
Yeah.
But I loved them with the makeup, without the makeup. When they put the makeup back on, when they shocked them in 96, they thought when they put the makeup on again that it didn't shock the world. It did. You'll see today, tonight, with kids here and everything. You don't see it at any other concert, truly. The old Aerosmith concerts, I go to everything. But you don't see kids like you will see here tonight. There's a new generation. And when they do end it, they're going to take the makeup off and replace them all with new makeup on. The kids group is going to go
this
on forever.
So I'm listening to this, and I'm thinking, this guy probably has it right. Because do you think Gene is going to let this thing sit when they're off the road?
No.
It's brilliant that you just put other people in that makeup, and Gene and Paul endorse these guys, and they go out, and they tour, and people can still see Kiss.
Oh, my God.
You said in 20 seconds what it took him about a full 60 seconds to say.
Where is Take a Breath, Man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If he worked out, he'd be great for the WWE. Yeah, I'm going to Kiss, man.
I thought the same thing. Yeah.
I could pound him down.
Was his, describe him to us. What did he look like?
Short. Kind of like my build a little bit, but skullet. Short.
And, yeah, skullet.
Yeah, he was definitely a fan of everybody.
So he could be a WWE manager.
Yeah, he could be Mean Gene.
Yeah. Okay. And was he turning purple during these long runs?
Yeah.
So it's like his face starts turning red.
He was getting smaller.
And I was trying to help him out because I'm like seeing him go out of breath, and I'm trying like let me
trying
ask
to
you
cut
a question.
In. Yeah, and let you take a breath.
Yeah, he's like, no, this is my turn, pal. You do this for a living.
The Kiss group is going to go on forever. New people are going to wear the makeup just like the drummer is now, Eric Singer. Same thing with Tommy Thayer, who replaced it with the makeup. You see it already. Gene Simmons has made a football group out of this. It's going to go for life.
Thank you, man. I'm running out of tape here. Thank you.
Football group. They call it a team, basically, yes.
You know, it makes sense, right? It's a football group. So it's just someone else is going to put the uniform on.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't have the same quarterback throughout the entire life of the franchise.
Right, right.
Yeah.
He didn't realize. I said, I'm running out of tape.
Yeah.
It's MP3. Right. I had to get him out of there.
Yeah. Hey, whatever works.
I'm running out of tape here, man. Let's go.
My arm's tired from holding it out, talking to you, so I got to go.
It's now Sunday. Yeah.
Street Pete is here. He was at the Kiss show Saturday night. And who knew you'd run into some strippers there?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, what was that all about?
They were pre-gaming. They were trying to get other people from the concert to go to Minx.
That's pretty smart. Where's Minx? Is that the old...
Gentleman, the old... That white building. I can't think of it.
The old white building.
It's in Groton.
The what? Oh, right. It's in Groton.
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you thinking Hartford, right? Not the one in Hartford? Right?
Mm.
No, but it's owned by the same people, right?
Mm.
I think there's two.
Yeah, no.
The old Cabaret or something.
So it's
like
it's a strip club that's very close.
Right. Yes. Just in Groton. So they were pre-gaming. They were trying to get all the concert
pre-gaming.
Goers. There you go. See, good idea.
So they're dressed like strippers.
Follow me.
No. Well, you could tell.
Yeah, you could tell.
You could tell.
Like every pole they go by, they would like dance on it. A tall person, they dance on him, right?
Yeah.
They work out. You can tell.
They paid the whole singles.
Yeah. They work out.
Yeah, you can tell. Minx doesn't have like the ones from Waterbury.
This isn't Mr. Happy.
No.
Yeah, that's Mr. Happy. Right. Or Fox. The old Fox.
Right. Yeah. This is Minx.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, so you see these girls, they come up to you, you go up to them, what happens?
Well, they come up to me and they're like, oh, you from the, I heard go with the accent, you're from the radio station? I said, yeah. They're like, oh, we're going to give you some free passes, some free drink passes. And I'm like, oh, I'm married, so I don't go to strip joints.
Just
so
give me a ride.
I'll ask my wife if she wants to go, but she'll probably be down with it too. But
It's really cool.
So like, well, here, just take the pass and take some drinks. And
how many? And
there was four passes or women?
No, women.
Oh, four.
Four of them.
And then they had their... They're bodyguards?
Well, yeah.
The handlers.
Yeah, well, you got
the big
have that.
Guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're a real nice guy, though. He's like, oh, thanks for putting us on. Thanks for mentioning us. I'm like, all right, so if I ever get into a fight, I need you to be by my side.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Holy crap.
I think those were good.
All right, and what were they wearing? Can you describe?
Yeah, because you kept saying, like, oh, you could tell. You could tell.
So the one that's on the tape that talks
the
most.
The representative.
Yeah, she had on these very tight white pants, which it's not even Memorial Day yet, so
I guess you can't.
That's okay. There's no problem with it. Thank you.
Excuse me, man.
Thank you, Street Pete Fashion Police. Thank you.
White pants, but it's a little early. Just saying.
Just, yeah.
You'll need to take those off now.
If I had to rank the people in the building that would follow the fashion rules, Pete would be at the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I didn't notice.
And that's
things.
What you think when you see a girl in tight white pants. Not Memorial Day yet. Sorry.
A little early.
Sweetie.
Tacky.
I don't know.
Tacky. Very tasteless.
Wow.
I don't care. You're indoors at a rock concert.
You know, the fashion police came over here.
I'm going to send her a well-worded tweet.
You are 8 weeks too early.
As well with the heels, sweetie. Jeez.
All right. So tight white pants. What else?
Heels. Tight
big
fitting
heels,
shirt.
So. Big.
Oh, yeah. My God. These heels. Like she was
see-through
tripping.
Heels?
Yeah. Were her tootsies showing?
The top of the shoes were, they were open toe.
Nice. That's hot.
Okay.
That's
hot. AJ's,
I knew AJ was
AJ's game here.
In that case, I'm in.
Toenails are done. What color?
Toenails were done. They're all like a black.
Black.
Nice black with a nice
white
shiny
pants.
Black.
Kind of goth. I like it.
Are the shoes black? Or
red.
Red. Oh. Red shoes, black nails.
I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
What shirt? What color shirt?
It almost looked like a poncho type material.
A poncho?
It's kind of high
priced. It's like plastic?
Kind of hanging there?
Yeah, like a kind of like a Grateful Dead-ish look. I don't know. It looked like a Paisley shirt. I don't know.
No photos?
I don't even know what they look like.
No. I'm kind of picturing
I don't have
it.
Photos because...
The worst.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't
it's
want
kind
photos.
Of loose-fitting Mexican patterned shirt.
Yes. Thank you.
All right.
Oh, I'm picturing literally a poncho like you wear in the rain. I don't understand this outfit.
High Plains Drifter, yeah.
How would you describe... Like, was there cleavage?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cleavage, and there was another couple of...
Cleavage with a poncho? How do you get that done?
It wasn't a poncho.
That's why Pete can't describe their shirt.
He
didn't really see the shirt.
He swiped his credit card in there.
I know they were wearing one. I just can't remember it.
I love my wife very much. I'm not trying to stare at
this. No, we all know that. Let's get out of
here. You're observing,
Pete. Her hair, her face, makeup.
Long brown, you know, those beautiful curls.
You know those beautiful curls in my dream?
Oh, yeah, those curls. Right. Yeah.
Those.
The ones you want to be wrapped up with?
Yeah.
You described a hot Shirley Temple.
Confetti looking.
There's
curls.
A reference we can all understand.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. All right, let's hear them.
All right, you mind if this goes on the radio?
Hey, Daddy, it's Ivani from Ming's Cabaret. Hi, it's Shelly. Meet me at Ming's. Dale.
Which one's the one with the white pants? First one,
yeah.
Okay.
Minks Dollar?
Yeah, what is that?
Dolly, meet me at Minks Dolly.
Did she mean to say holler?
Meet me at Minks Dolly?
No, she said dollar.
Or bring dollars.
This one?
Minks Dollars.
Yes.
They're giving you Minks Dollars. Okay.
What are you guys doing here tonight?
Listen, if you guys want to come tonight, come see me. Have a good night. It's Ivani. Just ask my name, and I'll show you a good night. Woo! And I'm at the door. Come see me.
You guys like Kiss?
We love Kiss.
Can you
is that a meow?
I should introduce her to Alex.
Yeah.
Tells me he won't notice.
Can you sing some Kiss? No?
Rock and roll.
Yeah, thank we you, love girl. Kiss. Can you sing any?
Nah.
No.
Total silence.
No, I can perform it.
Yeah. Were they looking at each other at that moment?
Yeah, they were.
Were
like,
they Googling?
What do I do?
They're looking at each other going,
now what?
What I do?
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you, Alan.
Dumbass.
Brought to you by PurpleDumpsters.com. When you see a dumbass in the news, send it to dumbassnews@chazandajinthemorning.com. Two stories, both involve dumbasses, both involve Subway stores.
Oh.
Man robs four Subways because Jared diet failed.
Oh. What, his money back then?
Let's go to Alabama.
Okay, let's go to Alabama.
Zachary Torrance, 18, was arrested Friday after he allegedly robbed four Subway restaurants over 4 days.
Not one, not two, not three, but four
Subway restaurants.
That robbed them over 4 days.
This sandwich place.
He stated to the detective that he attempted the Jarrett diet. It didn't work. He felt like he should get his money back.
So now he's going to do a Jared sentence instead.
Yeah.
Mm. Remember that Jared Fogle lost 245 pounds in a year just eating foot-long subs?
Yep.
How could you forget?
Here's the quote from the police chief.
My first reaction to it is that it's a crazy thing to say.
But there has to be something to it because all he did was rob Subways.
You sound just like him.
There's something to it.
That you need.
Torrance, who weighed over 200 pounds, now behind bars on $250,000 bond or 50,000 five foot long. Damn it, go. Son of a.
I hate when that
Don't
happens.
Hate that?
It would have been funny if I didn't stumble on my tongue.
Yeah. It was still good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for a different reason.
I was laughing on the inside.
The better reason.
I was laughing on the inside.
Exactly right. So they didn't know how to get this guy, right?
They left the sandwich out for him.
They took a surveillance video. They posted it on the police department's Facebook page. It was viewed 150,000 times in 24 hours.
Mm.
And then, wouldn't you know it, Torrance is spotted shopping for a gun holster at Walmart.
Look at that, see?
Mm-hmm.
They questioned him. They found he's full of baloney.
That's ominous. Mm.
He was recognized because of his orange shoes.
Why would you wear orange anything?
So he can't be hit by cars. He's running away from the scene.
Exactly.
Which are also the same shoes he wore while robbing the Subway restaurant.
Well, I didn't think it was Ronald McDonald.
Just trying to be safe crossing the street. That's it.
Hey, Ronald McDonald robbed us.
Are those hunting shoes? I mean, I don't get it.
I'm picturing Crocs.
Yeah.
Crocs are always orange. You know the ones that Mario Batali wears?
Yeah, the Batalis. Right. Yeah.
I like the camouflage Crocs because like, so if you're out hunting in your Crocs,
right, can't see
you're
your
comfortable
feet.
Too.
No one will see your feet.
Yeah, the deer will have no idea.
No one wants to see the Crocs
It
anyway.
Could be a person, but it have no feet, so it can't be a person then. Yeah. It can't be a hunter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, second Subway story. Woman sues Subway after being hit by a sandwich.
Oh, see, I thought this was going to be a barfing meatball story.
See, I'm thinking free sandwich.
Yeah, AJ pitched this story. What happened?
What happened was she had got an unsatisfactory sandwich, according to her.
Unsatisfactory.
According to her. I've always had great sandwiches there.
They're all good.
But apparently she was not to her liking, so she brought it back.
Some people you just can't please.
Exactly. So she brought it back, you know, the portion she didn't eat, the girl behind the counter.
The portion she didn't eat. Do we know how much that is?
Yeah, it was enough to fling.
Okay.
It was enough to fling. So the person behind the counter got the manager. The manager supposedly took the sandwich and wailed it at her. And the clip, you actually hear the sandwich hitting her as it starts.
All right.
Wow.
So this happened in North Carolina. You're going to hear the pop, and then go ahead.
Get out!
Hands off me.
Get out.
What's your name?
Go to
hell. The owner?
Needs to go to hell.
This is what the owner in Concord Subway does to his customers who have a legitimate complaint. And that's the one that got it started right there, that girl right there.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, you really want to go there?
You got it started.
I think you do. I think you need to just get out like he told you to.
Yeah, we are right now.
Oh, because nothing's your way. Get out.
It's not Burger King.
It's nothing the way you're serving it.
Hold it.
Hot damn tamale.
Hot damn tamale.
Normally the angry customer will throw the sandwich. I think it's really interesting that the store manager threw the sandwich.
Right. Exactly. And his name is Gomer Hell?
No, it was Go to Hell.
Go to Hell. Oh, Gomer Hell.
Go to
Hell. What's your name? Gomer Hell.
Gomer Hell.
Gomer Hell.
Gomer Hell. Wow.
That was some sandwich, man.
Some throw.
Yeah. I'm going to go to Subway and get a free sandwich thrown at me.
Right.
Wow.
I don't know.
Can you play that again?
Get out!
There's a lot going on there. He throws it and simultaneously yells, get out.
Get out!
As the sandwich is hitting.
Get out!
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. I just heard a big bell.
Right. That's the wrong restaurant.
Dung.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.